Welcome, it's January 29th, 2013. You're tuned in to the Bob Tuskin Show. I have a lot to get to, and I want to get right into it. Our guest tonight will be Jan Ervin of Gnostic Media, Gnostic Media Podcast. Of course, you know him best from the Trivium Education. TriviumEducation.com is the website for that. I'll explain a little bit more about the Trivium and why I find it so relevant. But first, let's get into what we like to call here at the Bob Tuskin Show, the Intel Hub News Brief.
Welcome to the Intel Hub News Brief. Uncovering the cold, hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Joe Joseph from Freedom Link Radio and Bob Tuskin from the Bob Tuskin Show.
Well, we don't have the benefit of Joe Joseph today, but we do have some great news for you, or should I say some interesting news, because much of this is not great. From our executive producer, John Goodvibes. He writes about North Korea. He says, central planning causes mass starvation and cannibalism in North Korea. A starving man in North Korea has been executed after murdering his two children for food, reports from inside the secretive state claim. A hidden famine in the farming province of North and South, how am I going to pronounce this? Hwanghae is believed to have killed up to 10,000 people, and there are fears that the incident of cannibalism is going to continue. And my comments on this, ladies and gentlemen, well, I'm not sure about the propaganda we hear from our Western media, especially about the secretive state of North Korea. But have no fear. I really don't think that North Korea is up to any good. I see the government as just like many of the other corrupt governments in the world, not necessarily speaking for the people. Mohamed Morsi declares martial law in Egypt days after clashes. Egypt's newly elected president, Mohamed Morsi, has on Sunday declared a 30-day state of emergency in Port Said, the Suez, and Ismailia, the three government Tories which have witnessed deadly clashes since the second anniversary of the Egyptian Revolution on January 25th. During a speech broadcast on state television, the under-fire Morsi has also said a curfew will be imposed in the three cities from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. during the duration of the emergency state in an attempt to curb increasing violence. Cambridge scientists discover quadruple helix DNA in human cells. Listen to this. 60 years after Francis Crick and James Watson famously declared that they had discovered the double helix structure of DNA, a new generation of Cambridge scientists have published a paper confirming the presence of four-stranded quadruple helix DNA in human cells, a discovery which they claim may lead to the development of new drugs to fight cancer. And we know that there are cures for cancers, ladies and gentlemen. You can look at hemp oil, B17. I mean, the list goes on and on. We'll see how this plays into it. When we come back, I want to tell you about the House of Rothschild, who is hoarding gold in the face of the coming economic collapse. And, of course, we'll talk with our good friend and colleague, Jan Ervin. He has a lot to say on a number of different topics. We'll get to that. So stand by. This is the Bob Tuskin Show. I appreciate you joining us live Monday through Friday at our new time slot, 10 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can find the stream at our site, bobtuskin.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com. bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
House of Rothschild has been hoarding gold in the face of a coming collapse. A recent appointment of Rothschild as financial advisor by the board of directors of gold exploration company Spanish Mountain Gold is yet another unmistakable identification that the ancient family is moving the world's gold supply to both emerging markets and central banks worldwide, strengthening the family's monopoly position that the fiat-based House of Cards comes crashing down on in the West. Of course, the Rothschild family is one of the primary owners of our central bank known as the Federal Reserve, and will continue to keep our eyes on this very influential family. Leaked files of Britain defense implicate the plot against Russia and Syria. German hacker went fishing around the servers of Britain's defense, a private military contractor which provides such services as securing of oil production and transportation. The hacker found a relatively insecure email server in Malaysia and uncovered a whole host of documents from Britain defense. One particular email was of special interest. In it, Dave Goulding reminded his fellow co-founder Phil Dorchery about an offer made by Washington via a group of Qataris to transport what seemed to be a Soviet-era chemical weapon into Syria using subcontracted Russian-speaking Ukrainian mercenaries. And we know they've been trying to accuse the Syrians and the Assad regime of chemical weapons being used. When have we heard that before? I wonder. Anyways, be on the lookout for another false flag to get us into a bigger confrontation in Syria. Jan Irvin's coming up in just a second, but a few more stories here on our Intel Hub News Brief. Commissioner says that NYPD will implement scanners that see through clothes this year. The New York Police Department will begin using scanner technology that can see through a person's clothes within the year, according to Commissioner Ray Kelly. He says, we've been looking at it for several years, looking at it with the Department of Defense and also Metropolitan Police in London. He said on a CBS Facing the Nation interview, new technology called terahertz scanners or T-ray machines can be used to detect whether a person is carrying a concealed firearm. The new device utilizes T-rays, which pass through fabric and paper, but cannot pass through metals. Basically, everyone emits terahertz radiation, and if that radiation is blocked by something such as a weapon, you can see the outline of it, Kelly explained. Chicago suburb arrest a mother for refusing energy meters. And I found out just the other day that I have one of these pesky smart meters. But listen to this. In Naperville, Illinois, two mothers were arrested last week for refusing to allow utility workers to install the controversial smart meters on their home. The city's new Naperville Smart Grid Initiative requires new controversial smart meters to be installed in every home. Residents opposed to the smart meters have been fighting the initiative for over 2 years. And I tried to call the electric company I rent here, and I tried to tell them, you know, look, I don't want the smart meter. And they say, well, unless you want solar, which I do, I hope to afford soon, but unless you want it, you're stuck. Backfire, Seattle gun buyback turns into gun show. Yes, folks, I wonder if the powers that shouldn't be have accounted for this sort of response. Police officers in Seattle, Washington, held their first gun back program in 20 years this weekend, and it was underneath an interstate, and soon found that the private gun collectors were working the large crowd as little makeshift guns showed up, and they began dotting the parking lot and sidewalks. Some even had cash for gun signs prominently displayed. And this reminds me of that story of the city or county that was offering the flu shot for your guns. Absolutely ludicrous. Anyways, people that had arrived to trade in their weapons for $100 or $200 of buyback gift cards, $100 for handguns, shotguns, and rifles, and $200 for assault weapons, soon realized that the gun collectors were there and paying top dollar for collectible firearms. So as the line for the chump cards got longer and longer, people began to jump ship and head over to the dealers. John Diaz, Seattle's police chief, wasn't pleased with the turn of events, stating that I'd prefer they wouldn't sell them, but admitted it's perfectly legal for private individuals to buy and sell guns for now. Well, joining me now on the Bob Tuscan Show is someone that I trust has an assault rifle that is based in logic and the trivium, and it's our good friend Jan Irvin. What's up, Jan?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Are you afraid of them coming after your guns?
Oh, well, you know, they sure are working hard on all of these false flag operations to get people to give up their guns and their rights, their first right to protect themselves. And I'm not talking about the constitutional right. It's just your personal property is your first natural law. And your right to defend yourself is just common sense. And I don't think it's very intelligent to give up your autonomy and your right to self-defense to a government who comes and steals a third of your money every year. And if you don't, like the mob, they show up with billy clubs and guns, by the way, to take your stuff away. So, you know, it's not very smart to give up your guns to the people with all the guns. Get my drift?
That's exactly right. Jan, let's get this out of the way. Have you followed the Sandy Hook conspiracies?
You know, I have done a little bit of research on that, not a lot. I do know that part of the Sandy Hook thing was played in the last Batman movie. I know that I've seen lots of contradictions in the official story out there. And, of course, contradictions need more research and lots of fallacies out there. And even one of the supposed family members of a Sandy Hook victim was seen on camera laughing and then turned around and immediately started crying and putting on the actor sob face for the camera. So
I don't know about that one, though, Jan. I have to wonder, I mean, could he possibly be going through grief in his own unique way?
Yeah, possibly. But just the way he just turned around and the tears were instant on when he was just laughing and having a jovial conversation with somebody else. And it's not just that one. I mean, there's now, there are other people dug up, dozens of other issues as well. So You know, one thing I found interesting was that there was actually a drill exactly a block away a year before the Sandy Hook incident, literally one block away from where the incident happened, right on the same latitude line. And, you know, these types of things seem to very often or too often happen around government drills. Again, right. Those people that want to take your guns away, right? So
that sounds, you know, familiar.
You know, and what better way to get people to give up their guns than to do several false flag operations? Oh, hold on a second.
You're playing my intro again.
I don't know how that happened. A window started, popped up and started playing here. But again, it's just, you know, not. I lost my train of thought there when that popped up. But it's just not good to give up your guns to the people that have all of the guns and all of these false flag and fear tactics, and it's all just things to get people to think that it's not right to be able to have the guns, and we should, you know, give all of those rights to the people with the tanks and the bigger guns who steal our money, who don't have our best interests at heart, who have repeatedly shown that they're not in our best interest. And as Larkin Rose from the Freer Mind Conference has well shown in his work and in his book, The Most Dangerous Superstition, government is the biggest religion in town. And what you have is a bunch of people that put on costumes and they perform ritual magic and then they write some things down and then they get a whole bunch of people to believe in it. It's just that simple. Put on a costume, perform a ritual, write something down, you call it a law, and then everybody follows this. And it's actually giving up your freedom and autonomy to these people. And so that goes back to just, you know, in the first place, we don't, you know, vote for the criminals. And so I recommend, you know, and you've probably, I think, done several interviews with Larkin Rose. I've done four. And so anybody who's interested in his work, definitely check that out. And I was also supposed to interview Kenneth Royce last week of Hologram of Liberty. I may interview him this week. We'll see. But he's got, like I said, his book, Hologram of Liberty, and he goes in and shows how the entire history that we've been fed on the U.S. Constitution is all a fraud. And the only good guy, essentially, that we had back then was Thomas Jefferson, who was fighting against all of the Federalists. And then the Anti-Federalists were the ones who wanted to keep our autonomy and our sovereignty. And that's all been spun. And you hear these people, you know, we have to stick to the Constitution. You know, again, it's all ritual magic. This was done by a bunch of rich people who could afford to go to Pennsylvania for months at a time and sit there at this constitutional Congress and write this thing out for months and then go and tell everybody else in the world who didn't actually vote for it or agree to it how they're going to live. And you know what? I'm not bound by any contract that I didn't sign. And you know what? Not only did I not sign that contract, but nobody in my family going back hundreds of years did sign it. And I am certainly not bound by any contract that a great, 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 great grandfather signed.
Well, Jan, I would like to hear somebody call up with a contrary position there. And I don't know that I can offer one.
Contrarians. Yeah, well, you know.
800. Hold on here, Jan. We're coming up to a break. So let me give out the numbers and then we'll pick it back up on that very note. 800-313-9443. That's the troll free number to join us. 800-313-9443. Do you think that the Constitution is something that we all...
So what is... I'm wondering what the point of this is. Are we going to get a bunch of emotional people
we'll
who haven't
out.
Looked at that work and,
we'll
and don't know the research?
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, I know that people out there think the Constitution is our only hope, is our only savior, and I'm becoming more and more an anarchist as I begin to think about things. But that being said, I do see that there are certain benefits to the Constitution that our current form of government or mind control completely contradicts. And, you know, I have to beg the question, do we really need a ruler? After all, that's what anarchy is, without a ruler. Jan?
Well, first off, I'd like to know where you came to your first conclusion that the current government is outside of the Constitution.
Well, I see the NDAA violating the Fourth Amendment. I see Patriot Act.
If you read all of the ambiguous wording in the Constitution, you can see that all of that ambiguous wording was left in there intentionally for people to be able to work around it. And this is exactly what Kenneth Royce goes to in his book Hologram of Liberty, exactly how all of these things were done intentionally and how they blocked certain things that would have prevented all of this type of stuff from happening.
Well, I guess this all begins with grammar, and we really do have to look
indeed
at grammar involved here, and I'm open to learning more. Before we digress too much further down that road, which I'm interested to learn about, we'll have to have you back.
You're heading out really bad, just so you know.
I shouldn't be on the listener's end, but who knows? We'll find out what's going on. Jan, let me ask you this. This is kind of a prerequisite to all of the topics that we cover. What is the trivium?
Well, the trivium is simply what we learn in grammar school of how to think and how to gather information, and it's an ancient form of critical thinking, essentially, and gathering information. It's also known as the seven classical or seven liberating arts. And hold on, somebody is constantly, repeatedly texting me right now, and so my thing is going crazy. Let me just try and put my account
on. Tell them you're on the bottom Tusker. Bill, for crying out loud.
So anyway, the trivium is essentially grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Grammar asks who, what, where, and when. Logic answers asks why, and rhetoric explains how. And essentially what happens is if you want to mind control somebody, you just simply take those out of order. For instance, you might consider grammar or who, what, where, when is the input to your computer. And you might consider logic or why the processing of your computer, and the logic removes any contradictions. And then you might express the rhetoric aspect of the trivium as the output of your computer, like the monitors, the printer, etc. So you have input, processing, and output. So essentially what the way to get things people confused, and you just gave us an example a minute ago when I asked about, where do you get this idea of the Constitution or of current politics being away from the Constitution? Well, if you want to confuse and control people, all you do is you move logic in front of grammar. So then they're trying to explain why things are before they ever ask who, what, where, or when. So before they ever gather any foundational information, they just blurt out answers that they heard before from somewhere else or somebody else, some authority, television, etc., without ever looking into it or actually checking that information before they send it downstream. So what we have in effect here is a mental virus, and when people don't check it, they send that mental virus downstream, such as, current politics is away from the Constitution today. But when you get in and you actually study the history and detail of it, note by note, as Kenneth Royce has, you realize that this was the setup from the beginning, and it was put in place by specific elites and sophists who wanted that exact result. And it was Thomas Jefferson who sat there and fought the whole damn thing to keep us all free. And the only things that we even got were essentially from Jefferson, and most of the people who were a part of the Constitutional Convention walked out. About half of them just left and said, forget it. And two people that left and refused to participate were actually dragged back in by force. And so, the Federalists, once you know the trivium, you'll realize that the Federalist Papers were all about disinformation, propaganda, and spreading fear to get people to believe that we just had to have this government right away or bad things were going to happen, and slippery slope, and oh boy, here comes the bad guy if we don't form this federal government right away. And meanwhile, the whole idea was to dissolve state and individual sovereignty.
Interesting. A very different perspective from Jonathan on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight, and I wouldn't expect anything besides that. When we come back in just a little bit, we'll move on from the trivia and talk a little bit about his work on psychedelics. Is John going to join the New Age movement and have Terrence McKenna create him to be a CIA asset?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
We're talking to Jan Ervin of Gnostic Media, and of course he's most well known for his Gnostic Media podcast. And Jan, I'm sure you're staying up to date at the Gnostic Media podcast land. I'll have to go to the website and see what your recent cast have been. To be honest, I've kind of lost track.
Hey, Bob, quick question.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be on RBN 1 or RBN 2?
Well, I was worried that your Do Not Disturb was preventing them from adding you as a contact.
No, it was just me daydreaming about something else and not seeing that they had sent it.
All right, well, go ahead and allow them to connect you there, and I'll spiel here for a little bit as they do that. Thanks, buddy.
Sure.
Okay, we're where we need to be. That's all that matters. Fair enough. So the question comes up about psychedelics, and this is something that the people in the chat room are bugging me about. It's something that I know many out there listening are skeptical of. There's part of me that sees them as this tool to kind of, once you have the trivium, that is, and critical thinking, to deprogram yourself and get yourself out of the matrix to see things from a different perspective. And then there's the other part of me that has seen how the CIA has used psychedelics as a mind control tool and how it could really be used in a very contrary way than what I just mentioned. And you've been doing a lot of work on this front, and I'm interested to get your take on this topic. I know the name Terence McKenna has been something that you've been looking at for some time now. Walk us through what your take is as of right now, as being someone who was so much involved with the psychedelic community, if you will.
I don't much care for the time I was born into.
What was that? Okay, so, well, essentially, you're right on both accounts. You know, there is the spiritual issue, and psychedelics do have the ability to take us out of the box and help us to think in ways that we don't normally have the ability, you know, to see things essentially outside the box. However, when we're in that peak out-of-body state via psychedelics, that's also when we're the most sensitive to being reprogrammed by somebody else who might not have our personal best intentions at heart. And the shaman may do this. A person such as, you know, your psychedelic guru or whatever may spin ideas into your head that while you're tripping, you think, you know, or while you're awake, you think they sound great because you haven't fact-checked their validity or filtered the fallacies out. And so when it gets into the, you know, the difference is it, you know, of control versus the spiritual break, essentially the trivium itself, in my opinion, and the full-blown psychedelic experience are at about the same. But when you're in that peak experience, you can see and understand lots of things going on. But as soon as you start coming back down, what happens is if you don't have the trivium, this is where the fallacies take hold, and where you, when you come down the next day, you say, gee, you know, if I could just remember all of that stuff that I had and how I could think and my brain was working so much more quickly. Well, essentially, in my opinion, that's, you know, how the brain works in its natural form, which is how the trivium works. And we can see all of the BS and lies and manipulations and things that people are trying to sell us. But without the trivium, without a systematic method for critical thinking, when we come down from that experience, we're essentially left reaching out for whatever we can find, whatever New Age stuff, Terence McKenna, Aldous Huxley, Carlos Castaneda. You know, in fact, I have a funny story for you regarding Carlos Castaneda. Just this last week, a friend of mine, Professor Jay Fikes, who's been researching Castaneda's background for about 25 years, he and I have worked together for about a year and a half on this stuff. Well, he discovered that the ship, the Yavira, I believe that's the name, that Castaneda supposedly took from Peru to the San Francisco Harbor when he came into the U.S., well, this boat, this is a really funny story. This boat is a bed and breakfast on, get this, Lake Titicaca, the highest navigable lake in the world. So unless this was Peter Pan's ship or Captain Cook's ship, there's no way that this boat got down to San Francisco Harbor, right? So we know right there, even the most basic things in Castaneda's background story are just garbage. Right now, I have an appeal against the CIA to get documents on Carlos Castaneda and on Terence McKenna because the CIA has classified all of those documents. They have sent me documents on Gordon Wasson, who is the discoverer, quote-unquote, of magic mushrooms. And right now, I have an appeal against the CIA regarding Gordon Wasson, too, because they're withholding documents because one of the letters that I found through a university archive shows Gordon Wasson attempting to recruit the former ambassador of the USSR, George Kennan, to the CIA directly after he left the ambassadorship. And Kennan actually turns down this this offer. I've also got letters between, and in fact, I just posted these on my Facebook page and on my website yesterday or day before. But I've also got documents, letters between Wasson and the head of the CIA, Alan Dulles, talking about the recruitment of the ambassador to Vietnam, who was, by the way, a big supporter of Admiral Morrison, Jim Morrison's father in the Gulf of Tonkin incident to launch the whole war. He was a big supporter behind that. But he, Alan Dulles and Gordon Wasson are having a conversation about letting Ellsworth Bunker into the Century Club or the Century Association. Now, the Century Association is the East Coast version of Bohemian Grove or the Bohemian Club up in San Francisco and up in the Bay Area. And, you know, so it's interesting as I go through all of these university archive documents and CIA documents and everything, it's clear that the Century Club is a CIA front, or at least was up well into the 80s. And it appears that just about everything that they planned and did took, you know, it went down at the Century Club. And both Aldous Huxley and Carlos Castaneda met and had lunch with Gordon Wasson at the Century Club. And as far as I can tell regarding MK Ultra, and for those, you know, and people will say, well, you know, Aldous Huxley, he always warned against this type of thing happening, and it couldn't have been him. And this is just a, you know, controlled opposition. He's just, you know, taking the attention off of himself and his own family when he's supposedly trying to warn people in his own novels. But all of the research that I've done, and on my website, GnosticMedia.com, people can download the brain database there, and there's instructions of how to use it. Don't just look at it and not read it. You know, half the people that go in there, they don't read the instructions and even try to figure out how to read the thing. So then they look at it for 2 seconds and just go, well, I just see a bunch of strings. It's like you have to click on each thing and actually read the information and the research. And, you know, after 30 minutes or an hour, you'll be familiar with how it really works, and you can go through the citations and everything. And but in the database, all of the research that we've put together for about the last year and a half shows Aldous Huxley was probably the key guy who ran MKUltra. Now, his brother, Julian Huxley, he was the founder of UNESCO, as well as he was the head of the British Eugenics Society. And their grandfather, Sir Thomas Henry Huxley, was called Darwin's Bulldog. And with Darwin, Thomas Huxley created this club called the X Club, which is a biblical reference to anyone who doesn't have the X on their forehead will be killed. And so this is sort of the secret underlying stuff between or behind Darwin and Huxley, and how they hid a lot of their eugenic stuff in, along with, at least at minimum, along with the evolutionary theory. And so what happened was Julian Huxley and Aldous Huxley helped fund the establishment of the Esalen Institute up in Big Sur, Northern California, which was ran by Michael Murphy and Dick Price. And Julian Huxley essentially created the ideas of humanism, transhumanism, etc., that would then go through into the Esalen Institute and be sold out into society. Now, CIA agent Professor Michael Coe from Yale, in 1966, he came up with the false idea of the 2011-2012 meme, the Maya end of the world Maya calendar meme, and that starts in his book. And then we see it go from there to the 1976 season 2 episode 4 In Search of TV show with Leonard Nimoy, where they say it in just the closing minutes of that episode that the 2012 event will be used to bring in a world government, etc. And William Burroughs, in fact, in 1965, just before Professor Coe published his statement, says that the Maya calendar is a control calendar. So Professor Coe, who just so happens to be good friends with Julian Huxley, and Professor Coe is married to this other eugenicist that Huxley works with. Well, his meme, this 2012, December 21st, 2012 meme, and before it was before the December 21st, 2012 date, and that was decided on in 1993. But in the 60s, they were still focused on trying to say it was in 2011. But so that idea goes from either Theodosius Dobzhansky, one eugenicist, or Julian, or possibly Gordon Wasson, who also knew Michael Coe, gets over to the Esalen Institute and is dispensed from there by Terence McKenna, Jose Arguelles, and all of the people that we know of today, straight on down the line to people like Laura Eisenhower, for instance, who has been selling this exact same thing.
Interesting. Two names you haven't mentioned here, and I wonder what their connection is with all this. Timothy Leary and Ram Dass, otherwise known as Richard Alpert.
Oh, well, goodness. Let me pull up my database here real quick. Ram Dass, I found some interesting stuff on him. But Timothy Leary, one interesting factoid that I found on him was that the tune-on, turn-in, drop-out thing was actually created by Marshall McLuhan, who actually wrote his PhD thesis on the Trivium, but obviously McLuhan was using it for more for control than for waking people up. And Timothy Leary, now, Timothy Leary, his professor at Harvard University was Henry A. Murray, who, of course, was in charge of MK Ultra there. And then Henry A. Murray, also in his department, had the infamous Dr. Ted Kaczynski, who tried to bomb SRI and these other programs to pieces that were trying to implement these very mind control programs that we're discussing. If you watch the documentary film The Net, you'll discover that Ted Kaczynski had actually tried to stop all of these guys. But interestingly, SRI, or the Stanford Research Institute, is tied, again, directly back into the Esalen Institute. But going back to this tune-on, turn-in, drop-out thing, what happens is Marshall McLuhan comes up with this idea. And then on Psychedelic Salons podcast, episode number 193, I believe it is, what we have is an interesting case where the hippie philosopher Alan Watts, and then also Allen Ginsberg and Gary Schneider and Timothy Leary all meet up on Alan Watts' houseboat up in the Bay Area. And then they refine and massage and decide the direction of this turn on, tune in, drop out meme that Leary created. So Leary has gotten the blame for this his whole life. But when you discover that this whole thing was set up and organized by leading media people, media marketing people, and you know, a team of guys like Allen Ginsberg and Alan Watts, et cetera, that they literally all sat down and they decided how Leary was going to sell this thing. Now, of course, Leary is the guy who created the admission tests that are still used today for the CIA. Now, you know, so this constantly gets back into this tight little circle. Of course, Timothy Leary admits that one of his largest influences was Aldous Huxley. All of these guys, Carlos Castaneda, Timothy Leary, on and on and on. You look at any of them. Al Hubbard, who is MK Ultra, he says that one of his biggest influences was Aldous Huxley. We've got Bill Wilson, the founder of AA, his biggest influence, Aldous Huxley. George Orwell, well, Aldous Huxley was his professor. Gregory Bateson, again, he was Margaret Mead's husband. He was absolutely behind the founding of MK Ultra through the Macy conferences, which Margaret Mead was also at. Houston Smith comes up as being heavily influenced by Aldous Huxley, and some questionable stuff starting to pop up in Houston Smith's background lately. And, of course, Michael Murphy being funded at Esalen by Aldous Huxley. And then, of course, the MKUltra project. Now, you asked about Ram Dass. Here comes Ram Dass directly under Aldous Huxley. Now, Ram Dass, he goes to Harvard University. He's one of the people who's influenced by what Huxley created, which was psychedelic Orientalism that was later sold even more by Gordon Wasson, falsely tying Soma to the Rig Vedas. And just recently, this German researcher, Edzar Klapp, sent me this citation that shows that Soma is, in fact, not the, and I'll just pull that up here and read it to the audience, it's not a mushroom. And that citation, it's very short here. It says, the Indian medical handbook, Sushruta Samhita, chapter 29, section 3, says, the soma plants are invisible to the impious or the ungrateful, as well as to the unbeliever, in the curative virtues of medicine and to those spiteful to the Brahmas. In other words, soma is made of the same material as the emperor's new clothes. And that's from Edzar Klapp. And so, you know, we have primary documentation now that this idea that Wasson pinned down to soma wasn't even real. And of course, who came up with the idea of soma? At least, you know, obviously it is from the Rig Vedas, but in Brave New World, which The title of Brave New World of Huxley's book comes from Kipling's very racist poem, Gods of the Copybook Heading, and it also comes from Shakespeare. And so we get into this whole thing of Soma, but essentially Wasson and he met up at the Century Club, and then Wasson wrote a book on Soma.
Wow, this is very interesting. We'll finish up on the other side of this break.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I want to thank Young Irvin for coming on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. Tomorrow night we'll have James Wright, former high-level Freemason, and we'll see what he has to say. Thursday we'll have on Shepard Ambellus from the IntelHub.com to take a closer look at the Sandy Hook shooting. And then on Friday night, you're not going to want to miss it. Who do we have on? I just drew a blank. Oh, well. Jan, in this final segment, why don't you bottom line it for me?
Speaking of James Wright, don't you dare bring up your research on AIDS with him, because he will call you a bigot and refuse to talk to you.
Well, you just inspired me to bring up my research on AIDS, because you know I don't shy away from that.
You know, I tried to have him on my show a week or two ago, and I was in a long conversation with him, and we started talking about your and Stan's work on AIDS and Dr. Peter Duesberg, and A week later, the guy contacts me back, name-calling, acting all emotional, and for somebody who's supposedly a Mason and trained in the Trivium, he doesn't use it or apply it.
That should be interesting. I'm glad you set that interview up. The listeners are going to definitely want to check that out now.
Yeah, indeed. And I also recommend the listeners check out my interview with Dr. Peter Duesberg, who's the world's most famous virologist who discovered AIDS. He came out and, probably in the 90s and said that AIDS was all a fraud. I also used to know and hang out down at the beach with Kerry Mullis, Dr. Kerry Mullis, who invented PCR DNA testing and won the Nobel Prize for it. And Kerry is also one of the ones who has come out against AIDS, saying that the way that they use his own test to supposedly prove it is fraudulent, as well as the guy, now I'm forgetting his name, the guy who invented AZT. He's come out and said that AIDS is a fraud. A lot of big people in the AIDS research community. And, of course, they've pulled all of Peter Duesberg's funding up at UC Berkeley. Because he's tenured, they haven't been able to fire him, but he sits there in an empty lab now. But he's one of the world's leading virologists, and because he tells the truth, they cut his funding.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, that's one of our reoccurring topics here at the Bob Tuscan Show, and you can stay tuned for more on the HIV fraud. Jan, your websites one more time before we let you go.
Yeah, my website's GnosticMedia.com. That's GnosticMedia.com. You can also check out TriviumEducation.com. That's TriviumEducation.com. My newest website is MindControlExposed.com. And, of course, I do run John Allegro's research. And, of course, I'm not against psychedelics at all. I still am a psychedelic researcher. And I still think there are some honest ones out there. And John Allegro, I've gone line by line through his work and fact-checked it point by point, which I published in my 2008 book, The Holy Mushroom. I also run his website, johnallegro.org.
I have the copy of that book sitting in my living room.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. And by the way, I'm the publisher of John Allegro's famous book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. We did a 40th anniversary edition in 2009.
Yep. My wife wanted to see that one on Christmas when it came around. For whatever reason, that's our reminder of that very interesting topic. Jan, always a pleasure to have you on, brother. I look forward to seeing you at the Free Your Mind Conference. Take care.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
Okay, that does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Hope you tune in to tomorrow night. Love you guys. Take care.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.